Record numbers of refugees have arrived in Germany over the past year, and for many of them, learning the language, finding a job and settling in can be a huge challenge. In Frankfurt, two women are using their talent for sewing and business to help refugees integrate. They're recruiting seamstresses with experience in fashion to work with their startup Stitch by Stitch. Apart from offering the refugees a chance to put their skills to use in a German workplace environment, they're also hoping the newcomers will bring unique sewing trends to Germany. Natalie Müller reports.
Hey, hello.
It's a relief to come in from the cold and into this cosy workshop in Frankfurt's Bornheim district. Shelves filled with folded material line the walls, and long rolls of colourful cloth are stacked in each corner. Ezra, a petite seamstress in training, leans over a big table in the middle of the room. She's wearing a grey headscarf, black pants, and a pullover. Guided by a paper pattern, she carefully cuts through a sheet of bright lime green fabric. Today, she's making a blouse.
Hello, ich bin Ezra. Ich bin 20 Jahre alt.
Hello, I'm Ezra. I'm 20 years old and I come from Syria. I've been in Germany for about a year and I started learning German 5 months ago.
Seit 5 Monaten.
Ezra had been studying fashion design in Damascus before her family fled the Syrian war. In Germany, she's been going to school, learning the language. Her goal is to eventually pick up her studies again here. But before she can enroll, she needs to perfect her German.
I studied fashion design for 2 years in Syria, and I also want to study it here. The German language is quite hard, it's not so easy, but I think you have to learn little by little, and hopefully afterwards I'll speak well. Once I've finished learning German, I want to study further and work in the industry.
Lernen fertig und dann studieren.
Ich möchte heute mit euch anfangen, eine kleine Bluse zu machen.
No? In the meantime, she's got a chance to get some practical sewing experience at her first job in Germany.
And we love colors, and so we have a lot of red and kiwi. And today we start with a little blouse, eine kleine Bluse.
That's Claudia Frick. She's a trained seamstress and she runs a fashion label here in Frankfurt. She's one half of the team behind the startup Stitch by Stitch.
Stitch by Stitch is a tailoring workshop.
This is graphic designer Nikki von Alvensleben, the other half.
And we are working solely together with a professional seamstress that fled their home country. So refugees. And the idea was to give them the opportunity to have a very quick and easy integration.
With Stitch by Stitch, Nikki and Claudia say they aim to work with refugee women to produce designs for small German fashion labels. At the same time, they hope their workshops, which are always in German, by the way, will help their seamstresses adapt to life, culture and work in Germany.
It was obvious that, you know, if you could do something, and it just fitted so well to that need of production. I'm very much interested in the idea of a social business, you know, addressing a social problem with a business solution. I think that's the future, quite honest.
Yeah. And perhaps also the question, what can we do? It's not like what is Angela Merkel doing or what are other people doing to help. It's what can we do? I like them to have the possibility to find their own way to produce something, but to see how it works in Germany, for example, so that perhaps in 3 years or I don't know, they can have their own workshop.
Now, the project is still in its infancy. Ezra, their first seamstress, only came on board 2 weeks ago after a volunteer who works with refugees put them in touch. Nikki describes her as a perfect fit.
And a volunteer and read about us, and then she called us next Monday and said she thinks she might have someone. We met them 2 weeks later at the tea afternoon with refugees and volunteers. And there was Ezra sitting with her family. The three of us fell in love instantly when we saw each other. We knew she was the right person we wanted to work with, and she wanted to work with us. Across from us was sitting her father, and he pulled out his telephone, his handy, took a photograph, super proud. And I was just realizing, oh my God, this photo is going to send around through families, friends, neighbors, probably back to his home country. It said, look, you know, my youngest daughter is the first one getting a job in Germany. And I thought I found that, I felt like, yeah, there we really have an impact.
I'm not the only visitor at the Bornheim workshop today. Syrian refugee Iman has also come along. She arrived in Germany about 3 months ago and will start working with Stitch by Stitch in the next couple of weeks. But already she's made an impression on Claudia.
You know, after leaving your country, 3 months later, you don't speak the language and you say, okay, but I like to work, I want to work. And she was coming to us, visiting us. I think if I'm in Syria and someone told me, okay, go there, there is an address, and you talk to a woman, I don't know if I have the power to do that. And I thought it's really, positive.
Here, schau, das ist vorne, vordere Mitte, vordere Mitte.
Unlike Ezra, Iman doesn't speak any German, so Ezra has to translate what Claudia says. They seem to get on well, and Ezra says she's pleased to have a new co-worker.
Yeah, it's good because she also comes from my country and we can speak in Arabic.
Refugees arriving in Germany have often been through traumatic experiences. Many are fleeing conflict or persecution and only reach Europe after taking dangerous land and sea routes. They may have lost family members or been deprived of food and shelter. That's something Nikki and Claudia have had to take into account. When setting up Stitch by Stitch, they consulted a trauma expert who advised them against delving into the hardships their seamstresses might have faced to come to Germany. Nikki says they hope to make the workshop a positive space where the seamstresses can instead focus on their skill.
You know, after having this as a kind of a meditation and then working with these colors and these beautiful materials, sort of a soothing, you know, after this entire experience, you know, that's something nice to do and you know, uplifts you. And you created also something, you know, at the end of the day. I think the wonderful part about the sewing is that it's sort of, as we said, it's a global language. You know, you can show a lot if you know how to sew. The words are secondary sometimes.
Besides aiming to help refugees integrate into the German labour market, Nikki and Claudia say they're also curious to learn sewing techniques from other cultures.
So this was the idea. Because when I was teaching, I saw a student from Afghanistan and she was doing a very nice handworking thing, like she was making a little rose in silk. And so I saw this and I was like, oh my God, we don't do this anymore. And so I thought it's a good idea to have the techniques from foreign countries and working here in Germany and making a production here.
Both women have more than a decade's experience running their own businesses. But launching Stitch by Stitch has come with its own challenges. For one, dealing with migration officials and bureaucracy. New territory, says Nikki.
We would like to grow. I mean, the idea is to have by end of the year at least 5 seamstresses. So for now, but we're just starting out now. I think the biggest challenge for us is working with the Bundesagentur für Arbeit and the Ausländerbehörde.
That's the Federal Employment Agency and the Foreigners Registration Office.
Because this is a very new field for us, and there needs to be only one amt or one person who's not supportive, and the whole thing kind of, you know, falls.
But fortunately, the response to their small operation has been mostly positive. They say they've already had interest from local fashion companies wanting to place orders with them because they're working with refugees. Their first seamstress, Ezra, is also optimistic about the future.
I think it's really nice living in Germany. My hobbies are drawing and also sewing, so I really like to do it, working with colors and drawing, making garments too. I'm still learning how to sew well. But afterwards, I want to be able to work well with the sewing machine and fashion designers.
If things go well down the track, the Stitch by Stitch team plan to find a bigger production space for their workshop and eventually take the idea to other German cities. Natalie Muller, DW, Frankfurt.
Stitch by Stitch workshops are currently held in Brot and Rosen, the small social business of the Diakonie Frankfurt.